Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the ability to rise out of bed and claim another day as yours. Thank you for the breath that we breathe. Thank you for our family, our friends, our loved ones. Thank you for the food you provide. Thank you for the jobs, the pensions, etc. that you provide. Thank you for the shelter. Thank you for the clothing. Thank you for the modes of transportation that you provide as well. Thank you for the nature. Thank you for everything, Lord, that you place in our care. Thank you. Lord, sometimes we don't want to thank you for all the other things that happen in our lives, the challenges, all the other things that happen that are not so positive. But Lord God, help us to seek you in the midst of the shadows, in the midst of the grayness, the darkness that comes our way. I pray, Lord God, that you give us the grace and the mercy when we don't feel like praising you in the midst of it all. When we run and hide, when we try to seek our own solutions to things, please forgive us, because we are yet human and we were born into sin, and yet we love to take up the mantle and fix everything ourselves and make a right mess of it. So, Lord, we thank you for being there even in those times, even in confusing times, even in challenging times, even in dark times, even in the times when we think that we know it all. You are still with us, and we thank you, Jesus. Without you, we'd be nothing. So we thank you. We humbly come to you every time. We humbly come knowing full well that we don't know it all. Help us, Lord, to be very aware of the fact that sometimes we can be judgmental. Sometimes we can point fingers at others, especially when they don't align with what we think or what we believe or what we think that you would have us do. Help us to remember that we are all yet sinners. Help us to also remember that it is not by our works that you save us. It's not by our status and our position in life or any other such barrier that we create for ourselves that you save us. Help us to be humble in these circumstances as well and think about the fact that we don't know it all. We are not in a position to boast and judge. We are yet human, born into sin like every other person, and we all need to come to you. Help us to be forgiving of each other. Help us to see you in others, even when we don't feel like it. This mindset, Lord, is needed so much in the world, across the world, as we look to the U.S. and all the challenges happening out there with government, with violence, even in the midst of a pandemic, which is still ongoing. We look towards the other side of the Atlantic, across Europe, Asia, Africa, all across the world, including our own country. Let us remember also the Caribbean. All folks who are in leadership positions, Lord God, please inspire them that they may lead with a righteous hand and not to elevate themselves. I may be wrong, Lord, but I feel as if there is so much of that. And it's just causing our world to degrade. The life that you've given us to be cheapened. So, Lord, let us be aware of the fact that it is the simple things, it is humility that brings a sense of balance to this life, this precious life. From the lowly to the great, we all need humility. So we pray, Lord God, that humility be granted to those who are in leadership positions across the world as we are going through a tumultuous time everywhere. Lord God, I pray that we pray that we can listen to your still small voice in the midst of all the noise. That we cling on to that. We keep listening to you. That we remember that you are here for us in the midst of everything, even when we think we can't find you. You're still there. Lord, you're there for us even in the dark times, even in the midst of bereavement, even in the midst of financial struggle, even in the midst of challenges where we scratch our heads and we think that we are going to be lost. In the scary times, Lord, you are there. Not only help us to cling on to you, but again, help us to spread that word far and wide so that from the very low to the very high would know that you are indeed our provider, our deliverer. In these dark times, Lord, we encounter so much mental health situations far and wide. And we pray, Lord, that we all would help each other and bring each other some measure of healing infused in you, with you. Help us to be aware of each other. Help us to be more compassionate. Help us to be more empathetic. Help us to not forget each other and get lost in our own little worlds. Lord God, when we have no words, listen to our hearts and our minds. Because sometimes with prayer, we are lost for words with everything that we are encountering that right now. So Lord, talk to us in the stillness. Please show us where we should go. Help us to listen to you and be more humble. We pray that you would be our source continuously. We pray that you'll surround us every day, every evening. We pray that you'd be our pillar, our cloud by day and our pillar of fire by night. Lord, thank you for being there for us and surrounding us with your love, even when we don't deserve it. And that's the thing, Lord, we don't deserve any of it. But you still are there for us. We humbly thank you. Praise you, Lord, for your unspeakable gifts to us. May the words of our mouth, of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord Jesus, our strength, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen.